We back live, Chi-Town. What up? Vanboy Podcast, episode 2.
Yes, sir.
Just to go back and reintroduce ourselves, because we gave an introduction, but we want to make a legit official introduction.
Yeah,
I'm Jay Will. Jay Will, representing Chi-Town. If you listen to the first episode, nothing more to be said there. But we changed the name, which is big, I think. Changed to Vanboy Podcast.
Oh, yes, sir.
And let me give a little backstory on that. It may sound a little weird. Vanboy, not to be mistaken with the shoe line Vans, but if they want to give us an endorsement deal, if they want us to advertise, we down for it.
Oh, yeah,
right. What up, Vans? But it's not about Vans. The shoes is about Vanboy.
Vanboy.
The 1987 brown van, right.
That boy might have been in colors.
It might have been. I think I saw bullet holes in it and shit. But yeah, it was a van. It was in our teenage years,
yeah,
and
a lot of illegal van boy.
getting alcohol for the first time, yeah. And kicking and hanging out,
traveling. It was like our spaceship.
It was our right. Hey, perfect. It took us to a different place.
Yes, definitely.
The first vehicle that the crew got to ride in, yeah. And drink and kick it and kind of
experience these Chicago streets.
And it kind of put us into adulthood, a lot of memories, yeah. In Vanboy. So
yeah.
It's a sentimental value to the name of,
yes,
Vanboy.
Definitely has a meaning.
It's different and
it's real.
It's real. It's got meaning.
Yeah,
so that voice you hear, let's reintroduce my man Slim here.
What's going on, Chicago? I didn't probably get to introduce myself the first time because we got straight to it talking about Trump, which you can understand why.
Vanboy legend.
But I'm going to get straight to it. I'm born and raised in Chicago, so I'm for the people and I love my city. And that's right.
So formal introductions. We got that out of the way. Explain the Vanboy Podcast. I kind of glossed over it the first time, but hey, you know, that's just how it goes sometimes.
Yeah, y'all understand.
Y'all got it now. Y'all got the info.
Y'all with us.
Vanboy Podcast. Remember
Vanboy,
that.
That's what it is.
Uh-huh. Logos, t-shirts, hats, all that to come.
Oh, yeah.
So we getting back to it. We last discussed the Chicago Bulls and the New York Knicks. We had a nice little convo about that. Let's talk about these Golden State Warriors, the super team, this Kevin Durant situation, the Warriors girly ball, a la Chuck.
I disagree.
What do you think about the super team that's going on? I personally don't. I'm not a fan.
So is that what it is? Golden State is the super team, and LeBron and them is the big three.
I think.
But why are they the super team?
Because you put four All Stars on the team.
Four. But you still have two Hall of Famers, just like you did in Miami.
Yeah.
Is Bosh a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, Bosh. Now
Bosh is a Hall of Famer.
Now he is.
Now he is. But oh, come on,
at
man.
At first,
Bosh
he wasn't.
Bosh not a Hall of Famer, man.
Bosh might be a Hall of Famer. He's borderline, but he might be
borderline.
Hall of Famer. He might be a Hall of Famer.
Might be.
You put his numbers up in them rings.
LeBron and D-Wade are certified Hall of Famers, just like Steph Curry and Kevin Durant.
Bosh got two rings and the numbers.
He's not a Hall of Famer, man.
He might be a Hall of Famer.
No.
I think a shortened career might hurt him a little bit because of the unfortunate situation,
right,
with his blood clots.
True.
But he might be a Hall of Famer. I'm not going to discount Chris Bosh because I think he might be a Hall of Famer.
Okay, I'll give you that. That is debatable. Okay,
but
I'll give you that. That's debatable.
This Golden State situation is four legit All-Stars in that starting lineup. It's ridiculous. It's some bullshit. And KD, I mean, I see what he was doing. He wanted to go to a team that was more fast paced and more share the ball and more scores on the team. He don't have to be the focal point and all of that. But it's kind of weak.
It's not weak. He went to the best team that could give him the best chance of beating LeBron, which is what it's all about. LeBron has been dominating the league, which I hate to say.
I'm glad you're saying that, man.
Whatever. We don't know for how long.
It's a lot of confessions.
LeBron is
coming
tired. I mean, KD is tired of being number two. He's tired of being number two.
But
granted, they was up 3-1 against Golden State last year in the finals. But can that Oklahoma City team beat the Cavaliers? No.
No, they can't.
No.
I agree. They can't.
No. So why get more frustrated?
Because he went to the team that beat him, man.
Whatever.
You can't go to the team that – I don't
that,
know, man. It just don't seem
about,
right.
He also prolonged his career, too, which I think is good because he doesn't have to do as much. By them having four All-Stars. And it's entertaining.
I think
– he brought shooting back to the NBA.
But I think the point that –
which is
where
good.
What kind of touches the nerve with me with KD is that they were so close to beating Golden State – with him and Russ, man. Russ is that dude, man. I mean, I know Russ might probably he got a little momentum and all that. He kind of want to be the man, and it's a little bit of tug of war going on right there. But you all were four quarters from knocking out the Golden State Warriors, and I think, and I don't discount for 1 minute that Oklahoma City team couldn't beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think that Oklahoma City team was a better matchup against the Cavaliers than Golden State was. I think they would have gave the Cavaliers a hard time. Just because of their size, I think that Steven Adams is a problem now. I think Steven Adams was up and coming. They had Ibaka. Russ is Russ. KD was KD. And I think that everything else should have fallen into place. But I think that KD was that weak link. And I think this shows because he kind of jumped ship when things got tough.
How can you
go to a team that beat you, that you supposed to be giving 110% trying to beat with Russ? Russ going balls to the wall trying to beat these dudes. In the meantime, you chit-chatting, texting Draymond back and forth talking about how bad you want to, how you might be a Warrior next year. Don't seem right, man. That's some new school shit, man. This ain't no some new shit.
You're right, but let's go back. You said you think the Oklahoma City team matched up better against Cleveland than Golden State did?
I think so. I think just based on the size.
Now, I give you that. Maybe talent for talent, they could go tit for tat. But the reason why KD left is because Golden State brought that experience because they're champions, which is what OKC wasn't. That's why he left.
Whose fault was it that they not champions? They had opportunities. I mean, they had the injuries and all that.
Why LeBron left Cleveland to go to Miami is to help him be with somebody who can help him get over the hump. LeBron left Cleveland to go be with Wade because he'd been there before, and he helped me get a ring, which is what KD just did. That's why it's just the same.
I think it's fucked up because I think this is the trend.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Will is hate on the Golden State Warriors.
I think that Bron started this. I will put that on Bron. Bron did set the trend to put that in KD's mind that it's okay to do a move like this.
I'll settle for that.
Because I think it was hard. I mean, I think it was a hard move.
And
on
KD is tired of being number two. Let's not forget that the Miami Heat did beat the Oklahoma City Thunder in the finals. He's tired of that.
But whose fault is it that you're number two? If you
let me do something about it.
If you a superstar dude and you put yourself in that category as a LeBron James and a Steph Curry, why do you need help? You got help. Russ's help.
What LeBron and what KD did is no different. Well, Charles Barkley is talking about girly ball. It's no different than when he left Phoenix. I mean, when he left Houston to go to Phoenix. It's no different. Or when he took less money to have Scottie Pippen come there so he could win a championship. There's no different than that.
Chuck was old by then.
What you mean he was old? He wanted a ring, which is what KD
was. He was ring chasing, but he was old.
Man, he's just smarter than Charles Barkley.
These dudes in their prime.
Stop hating.
These dudes in their prime, man.
And they're smarter, dude.
You can't say that Phoenix Chuck would have been trying to get on the team with Mike, trying to get on the team with
He took less money so Scottie Pippen could come and join him on his team. And Scottie Pippen's a Hall of Famer.
He was ring chasing.
Exactly.
He was ring chasing.
He just waited later in his career.
But KD's,
and KD's 20, not going to be that old and do that.
But if Golden State wins, how much credit do you give KD? Does it even matter really to your legacy that you went with this?
He might not get much respect, but he's in the record books.
You got your ring.
Same thing with LeBron.
That's what I'm saying. You get your ring, but
LeBron has his rings, but he don't get much respect.
But everybody knew.
He had D-Wade.
But see, this is gonna be interesting because I think that when LeBron went to Miami, it was when they first lost to Dallas. Brown took the heat for that. But when the second year came, it was no doubt that was LeBron's team. Wade was a serious piece to that,
right.
And Bosh
LeBron
was too.
The leader. He was
but
the leader.
Everybody knew that Bron was the dude on the team.
Right, I agree.
So do you think that KD is going to feel like
yes.
for me
you
to
– You see it now.
I know.
You see KD playing defense now. He rebounds more.
Talking shit. When
talking
KD
shit.
Started talking shit?
When he got with Golden State, when he sensed that
I ain't
ring.
Like that.
Ain't no different than LeBron doing the pumping his chest and shit. Ain't no different than that.
But Bron,
he wasn't doing that, doing handshakes and shit.
But Bron,
while I'm shaking in the fucking international of the game.
But Bron been boisterous and shit. Since
oh
he
man, he wasn't dancing in Cleveland.
He
started
they
dancing
doing
in Miami.
He was doing a picture thing.
He was doing
man.
Handshakes, man. He started dancing in Miami.
They did the
man.
Picture thing with Boobie Gibson and them, man. They did the picture thing pregame. So Bron was already loud and boisterous and all that. I didn't like that KD shit talking with Russ. That was some bullshit.
But this is how you let him know I was for real. I'm a different
you
for KD. Real.
Now that you got three other All-Stars behind you.
Hey.
Now that you got the Monstars behind you and shit. Hey. Of course. Of course you tough now. Russ out there with Steven Adams and I don't even know who else is on OKC. Shit, Sabonis and man, I feel bad for Russ, man. I hope Russ getting his ass.
He balling though.
This
shit. He's an MVP candidate.
So me to tell me that you got another young MVP candidate on your team, and that's not enough to get you past LeBron. That just shows that you don't have enough confidence in your damn self. You know what
it just
means
I'm smart because not only that, man. Look, I signed a 2-year deal. I don't have to do as much. And my chance of making it to the finals is higher than it was when I was with OKC.
Obviously, you went to a super team.
So I made a better business decision. I did what was best for my career. That's what I did, which is what LeBron did for his career. He wanted a ring. He went to Miami.
I think in order for that to be the case, now the thing I give KD, if he can go out and show me, which I know the Warriors are going to the finals, unless something like crazy happens.
I agree.
If the Warriors go out there and KD bust ass, no homo. I mean, if KD go out there and bust ass, and then he busts LeBron's ass in the process, and it's like no question, like okay, KD was the man this series.
Right.
You get props for that ring.
Right.
But if you go there and you take a step back like you did, you know what I'm saying, when you was at OKC with Russ, let Russ take over games, and Steph got to take over shit in the fourth quarter, and Draymond got to be the heart of the team. And Klay got to score 30 in the first half for some games. Right. You're not getting props for that.
And there you have it, Chicago and the world. The fact he made that statement shows that he can see KD doing that. He just don't know which KD is going to show up. And KD is showing you.
It remains to be seen.
It remains to be seen, but it's still a possibility. Because if he couldn't do it, you would say that there's no way in hell by him going to Golden State that he can still beat Cleveland. Because he's soft. So you see the value of KD. And what he brings to Golden State. KD, and you see them as a different team.
KD is a monster, man.
Exactly.
I give him that. He's a monster.
You just don't like the move of him going to Golden State.
Because it's kind of like, it kind of takes away from what it takes away from my idea what I thought KD was before he did this.
It's no different than him, KD, LeBron going to Miami.
KD is like right underneath LeBron. Like, okay, LeBron is that dude. Like, he showed that the past few years, LeBron is that dude. He separated himself from the pack. But I looked at KD as like, okay, he's right there. Like, if he catch Bron slipping, him and Russ are right there. Like, they can do this.
But we just admitted.
But he kind of gave up on, like, fuck it, I can't do
but
it.
But we both said that if OKC would have met Cleveland in the finals, they would have lost.
I'm not saying that.
So why would I be a two-time loser against
that.
LeBron?
I'm not saying that.
Destroyed.
The way OKC played them games,
OKC
them first games before they blew it.
OKC has no bench.
Who
gonna rebound?
Man. The bench. They got
Tristan Thompson would destroy Ibaka.
Not Adams. Tristan Thompson would have problems with Adams.
Oh,
I think that was Adams
might be in foul trouble.
Adams is like a top five center big man in this league right now. And last year he showed flashes of that. Adams is big time in the playoffs. And I think I don't know, man. I think there was a better matchup for Cleveland because Cleveland beat Golden State with size. And that's the one thing OKC had in droves was size. But I think I put that on KD because he couldn't finish the deal.
OKC doesn't have a bench, man.
They didn't have a bench, but
Cleveland has a bench.
Cleveland had a bench, but.
And then they don't have the erratic Westbrook. You don't know which Westbrook is going to show up.
Don't be disrespecting
Westbrook. I'm not being disrespectful. That's just the truth. That's just reality. He's like bipolar on the court. He's good. He's dominant. He's the MVP candidate.
That man is a walking triple double.
Yes, he is.
And if KD, if you can't be, if you ain't the alpha dog like you think you are, and can't take over games, and you feel like you should, then shame on you.
And that's why he went to Golden State to show you I'm an alpha dog.
Because he know he got Steph and Klay, man. He could punk.
And
him,
LeBron
man.
Knew he had Chris Bosh and D Wade. There's no difference.
LeBron looked up to Wade. Who KD going over there looking up to?
No, KD's he's going for the leadership and the experience, which is what Golden State has. He signed a 2-year deal. When LeBron went to Miami, we're going to win not 5, not 6, not 7. He went there big-headed. KD signed a 2-year deal. He made a better business decision for his career.
Because he saw the Brown blueprint.
Because this
Brown
is the only
the
way
first.
I could be LeBron.
Brown was the first to do it.
LeBron set the blueprint, but this also is the only way I could dethrone this guy. He's on his way out.
I'm glad you're giving Bron his props.
I mean, yeah, he deserves his props.
This is beautiful. This is beautiful to see.
Sorry, no disrespect, LeBron.
This is beautiful to see,
don't
man.
Cancel our show.
I don't see why I took this one to drag this out of you, man. Bron.
He's in my top five.
Bron, top five?
Yeah, he's top
dead
five.
Or alive?
Yeah.
It's about time, man. It's about time.
Salute to you, LeBron.
So this was an argument that we had a few weeks ago. My man Slim here said that he picked Bill Russell over LeBron, which I thought was preposterous. But I mean, give Bill his props. Bill is a trailblazer. he's got the rings. He's an elder statesman and an ambassador to the league. But he's no LeBron James.
True.
And I'm glad that you see the light, brother.
I mean,
glad
LeBron,
you see the light.
You're a phenomenal player.
Talk to him.
Yeah, you don't.
Top five.
I like the impact you left on the game. And you got these young boys out here about caring about their body and working out. You introduced that.
Bron,
you know what I'm saying?
Bron,
you speak out on social issues.
Bron is that dude.
You know
man.
What I'm saying?
He's that dude of this generation.
Although I might not like you going to, you know what I'm saying, Miami to team up with D-Wade. A different era. Hey, I'm not sure you do what you have to do. But salute to you, dude. I'm not finna sit up here and talk about you the whole show.
He's that dude of this generation.
Top five.
Bron is holding down his generation. I got to give him props for that. It took me a while to get comfortable with saying that with myself. But, hey.
He coming, though.
It is. No, KD ain't coming. KD ain't doing nothing. KD blew it. He blew it. This move blew it, fam.
Truth be told, people talk about the block LeBron did, but people don't talk about the three that Kyrie shot. Kyrie shot the three. Because
we talking about one shot compared to
the shot was
compared to six games of dominance.
The shot was bigger than the block.
Bron dominated this series.
And Kyrie Stockton.
We don't get to a Kyrie shot. We don't get to a Kyrie shot without
Kyrie
Bron.
Kyrie might be MVP candidate in some people's list. He just might be.
I love Kyrie, man. Kyrie is he's taking the reins from LeBron. He took to LeBron and now LeBron is turning it.
They took to
a
each
star.
Other.
So, okay. So, moving on to NBA sleeper teams. Mm-hmm. Who do you have as a team that's under the radar right now, but can probably make some noise?
The Pacers.
You think so?
Yeah. They have the talent. They have the experience in coaching with Nate McMillan. They have a bench. I think Paul George is ready. Yeah, they have the pieces, man.
I think so too. I think they just need a little bit of time
to
get together.
Early
mesh.
In the season.
I think they just need to get a little feel for each other.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
a lot of new pieces.
A lot of new pieces, exactly.
My team is Houston, man.
Mm-hmm.
Houston Rockets.
That's not bad.
Love me some James Harden, man.
MVP candidate.
And this D'Antoni experiment, man. It's working, man.
Yeah, our office note.
The game last night, man, Harden went off, man.
Bananas.
They couldn't do nothing with him, man. Straight up.
He's insane.
People said that, and I had my doubts about him too. Like, I'm like, he's selfish. I don't think he plays no D. I don't think he could be a facilitator like that. This dude then turned into a machine, man.
Yeah.
And I was watching at the end of the first overtime, he was one on one with Steph.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see everybody on Golden on the court was watching Steph, watching James. And the whole team was gravitating towards Harden. He took he kind of got Steph down the post.
Yeah.
He did like a little step back.
Yeah.
Threw a pass down.
One on five, huh?
He threw it down in the paint. Wide open was the big in the paint.
He's definitely the hardest holder of that team.
He hit somebody wide open down in the paint. Easy layup.
But that's the perfect system for him, you know, because if you think about it, D'Antoni developed Steve Nash. Harden's like Steve Nash. He's a facilitator.
True.
He can shoot. Steve Nash was a two-time MVP.
But I didn't think that Harden had Steve Nash in him. I knew that Steve
but
Nash.
You can't
I
say
knew,
that now. You can't
knew,
say that now because just 2 years ago, James Harden was the MVP candidate.
But we knew what Steve Nash was coming out. Steve Nash was an unselfish point guard coming out. We knew he could score, but we knew coming out that he had no problem with deferring to Dirk. James Harden, nobody saw this. I mean, we saw flashes of it with Oklahoma City when he was in the six-man role. We saw that he could facilitate.
Okay.
But that's because you playing behind KD and
he's
Russ.
He's in the right system. I get what you say.
But ever since he's been in Houston, he's been the scorer. Like, I didn't think he had it in him. I thought the Dwight thing was because Harden didn't want to defer to Dwight because Dwight didn't score.
Yeah.
But
you say he developed this game.
I don't even think he developed it. I think he always had it. Mm-hmm. I think D'Antoni brought it out.
Agreed.
I think D'Antoni brought that shit out of him because it's like.
And that's why I say the right.
He didn't learn. He didn't learn.
He saw the talent is what you're saying. He just put him in a different position because everybody else has him as a shooting guard. Now he's the point guard. The ball is constantly in his hands, which is what he needs, which is what the point guard does.
And he's moving the ball. That's what
he's had a few triple doubles himself this season too, right?
A lot. Yeah. And he's averaging what, like 28? Something crazy, man.
And like you said, they just beat Golden State last night. I think overtime.
Yeah, and I think Houston did a great job of building that team around. They put a lot of 3-point shooters around. They brought in Ryan Anderson. They got Ariza still. They brought in Aaron Gordon. They look good, man.
So they followed the same system as Golden State.
No.
A bunch of shooters, they soft in the middle.
Capella ain't soft.
Come on, man.
Capella ain't soft.
Capella. What's his first name? Exactly.
Jay. That's because off of 2K. It's Jay Capella. Either way it goes,
it's no different. Don't feel bad.
Though, put me on the spot like feel, that for man. He don't feel bald, bad because
I don't know Golden State Center. It's my point. It's a shooting team.
It's a shooting team. Yeah.
But a bunch of, that's the formula.
It's the formula, but I think it's different because it's not like James got a bunch of like all-stars around him.
But he has shooters, man.
He ain't got James Harden. Shooters. James Harden ain't got somebody with the shot ain't falling. He can just throw it to KD.
A 6'11
pterodactyl that can just do whatever you want to.
Oh, no, you're right. You know what I'm saying? You're right.
He ain't got a Draymond that's just a demon on both sides of the ball.
He ain't got
a Klay that's one of the top shooters ever.
We get it.
You know what I'm saying?
We get it.
You know what I'm saying?
We get it, buddy.
Harden out there by himself.
But what I'm saying is, Houston doesn't have the names and the talent, but they have the same formula, which is shooting.
Yeah.
And picking the inside.
Yeah. But that's
the trend of the NBA.
But if you think about it,
don't be mad at KD.
Hey, but look.
Picking up with LeBron.
Don't give Golden State that credit because D'Antoni been doing this shit since Phoenix. D'Antoni been putting scores and shooters out there.
True.
So this is a D'Antoni thing. D'Antoni brought that Golden State system to the league. He's just getting props for it now.
Good point.
And he found a great player to work through. Just like with Nash, he found a great player with James Harden. So don't say that Golden State that Houston taking Golden State's formula. No, D'Antoni is the architect of that shit, and he's working James Harden to a T. Like James Harden balling out his mind, and this is something that I didn't even know James had in him.
Okay,
put a bunch of shoes around. They soften inside. Capella ain't much. You know what I'm saying? Capella ain't much.
Right.
But If you want to beat Golden State and get to the Western Conference Finals, well, that might be enough.
Right.
It might be enough.
Well said.
I don't think it'll be Cleveland.
Next topic. Well said. Okay. Next topic, Jay Will. Right, we get it.
So,
all right.
All right, sleeper pick. I got Houston.
Indiana.
All right, we'll see how that works out in the next few weeks. It's still early. The league is the season is still young.
Yeah.
So let's switch this up.
Okay.
We're gonna talk football. We getting a long time, so we're gonna switch to NFL. This is Chicago. The Bears ain't shit.
Ain't even no point mentioned. Oh my god.
So we're gonna gloss right over that. We'll get to the Cutler thing and all that bullshit another day.
Okay.
Cowboys, are they for real?
I think so, man.
You think so?
Yeah.
I like Dak. I like Zeke.
And you know what, man? If you think about it, it's all about Dak and Elliott. They don't even mention Dez Bryant.
You know what? It's funny you said that because I was thinking that when I was watching the game the other night.
They don't even mention him.
I'm like, Dez was a star of the offense, but now he's like an afterthought.
Right. Got a question for you. Do you think Dak and Elliott should be co-rookie of the year?
No.
No?
No.
No?
No.
No.
They got to give it to one of them.
They have to?
Yeah, one of them.
So would you give it to?
Dak. Mm. Zeke is a beast, but he benefits from a great offensive line. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think the fact that Dak has come into this league off the bench, had no clue that he was going to be a starting cornerback coming in, he's done a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
And that's running the offense. And of course, he's also benefiting from that offensive line. But you got to think of the personalities you have to deal with.
Right, so Dak is working with less.
He's working
I would say Dez Bryant.
Yeah, Dez is a talent for sure. Right. But he's also a diva wide receiver. Right. And he's a headache to deal with.
Right.
I think he's done a great job with having keeping Dez in line.
Yeah, I agree.
It seemed like it seemed like he kind of came into it like with a veteran mentality.
Exactly. You know what? You make a good point. And what I like about Dak is he doesn't do too much. He sticks within the system. He maintains the game. And his stats prove that. He has, like, what, 2 interceptions? And, like, what, 19 touchdowns?
He's been solid, man.
And he's been very solid.
Solid. He doesn't make many mistakes.
And then not only that, without Bryant, because Bryant was injured, he developed Beasley.
He spreads the ball around. Terrence Williams was getting
yeah.
the ball.
Yeah, without when Dez Bryant was out, what, like 3, 4, 5 games or whatever? I don't know how many games he was out, but – and they were still winning with Beasley.
Yeah, and the fact that – and the fact that he's not keying in on Dez. I mean, Dez is a star receiver. He's got he's loud. He's all in your face. I mean, how many times have we seen Dez going crazy on the sideline for him not getting the ball? Yeah. I haven't seen much of that with Dak on the sideline.
Exactly. That's about a good
point. You know what I'm saying? Dez is happy.
Yeah, and Brian is happy.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Everybody's happy.
Zeke is happy. That old line is getting props.
Yeah.
My only question is that defense.
Yeah, I agree.
How far would that defense take them?
And we know defense win championships.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I think that everything is all hunky-dory right now. Everything's beautiful.
Right.
Dallas is 10-1. Well, 11-1 now, I think. And they're going into the rest of the season pretty much with the momentum on their side. I don't see them losing any more games.
I agree.
But I think when shit buckles down in the playoffs, it's going to get real.
So we have Dallas as a contender.
I think
Atlanta,
Seattle. Seattle's right there. My man JR in here got a Seattle shirt on.
Yeah.
So he's pro Seattle.
Yeah, he's a
group. He called it. He called it last week. He said Seattle's going to beat Dallas in the playoffs. And I think he might be right.
I don't know. That's debatable.
And I think the difference is defense.
I do give Seattle the advantage because they have the experience, and Dak is a rookie. But Dallas has the talent. They have the talent to beat Seattle. So
technical difficulties. Dab with the save.
Sorry, Chicago.
So Seattle. I see what you're saying about Seattle.
Atlanta.
But the AFC is gonna be now. I think the Gronk situation kind of throws a monkey wrench in my pick for the AFC. I had the Pats coming out, but I think Gronk is done for the year.
Agreed.
Which is big. So do you see? Huge.
Who do you see? Pittsburgh, maybe?
Shit, man. Nah, I don't like Pittsburgh.
Either. Really? Who else then? Kansas City?
Raiders. I love the Raiders.
Hell no, man.
I love the Raiders, man. You tripping, man.
They have no defense.
Khalil Mack is a beast,
no,
man.
No, they're not serious. They don't have the experience,
man. The Raiders are serious.
No.
I think they're young.
I would say Kansas City before the Raiders.
No. I don't like Alex Smith. I don't think Alex Smith is a Super Bowl quarterback.
Neither was Rex Grossman.
But he ain't got the Ravens D either. True. He ain't even got the Bears D.
The Raiders.
Hey, the Raiders.
But the Chiefs defense is better than the Raiders.
Man, they got Carr and they got Amari Cooper. They got Crabtree balling.
The Chiefs got Houston, man.
Man, look, man.
You saw what he did when they played
the. And what's interesting is that they gonna face each other quite a bit.
Yeah.
And we're gonna see how that's gonna play out. But at the AFC. I think I agree with JR on that one, man.
Oh, man.
I think I got the Raiders in that, man.
Stop
it. I love the Raiders, man. No. Silver and black, man. Crazy fans, man.
It'd be good for football, though. I like the Raiders.
Because out of the AFC?
I don't think they're ready.
Who else would you call out of the AFC?
I wouldn't say the Patriots. The Steelers, man. The Steelers.
Their defense is weak, man.
I take the Steelers.
Their defense
over the Raiders.
Their defense got problems, man.
With that offense,
Antonio
man,
Brown,
man.
Yeah, Antonio Brown, Bell, and Big Ben, man, they got it on offense, but their defense got some serious problems, and I think they're gonna get whooped this next game. You know what I'm saying? I think Steelers are in trouble, and I hate to say it because it's a waste of a great offense, but their defense is gonna have problems. You're gonna grow to like them Raiders, man.
I like
Mark
the Raiders.
Mark my words. You're gonna
like
grow to
the
like
Raiders.
Them Raiders, man.
Let's get this correct. I like the Raiders. I just do not think they're ready to go to the Super Bowl right now.
Carr is the truth.
Carr
is the truth.
He has potential.
He's the truth.
Brady is the truth. Ben Roethlisberger is the truth.
Brady's a legend.
Roethlisberger is the truth. Roethlisberger is the truth. Big Ben is the truth.
You need defense, though. Who else you got come out the AFC?
If I wouldn't say the Raiders, I'd probably say the Chiefs. Over the Raiders.
So you think the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl?
It's possible. Over the Raiders. Over the Raiders.
Man, I don't know.
With Gronk being injured, man, that's key.
Yeah,
man.
That Gronk threw a monkey wrench in my picks, man. I don't know.
That's almost as shocking as Trump winning the presidency,
Baltimore,
man.
I think Baltimore got some issues on offense too.
Oh yeah, man. Definitely. Yeah.
I mean, how much longer can Steve Smith go?
Yeah.
I love Steve Smith to death, man. That's one of my favorite players in life.
Yeah. And Flacco, man.
He seems like he's getting hurt every game.
Yeah.
Man.
And Flacco doesn't seem like he has that same drive, man.
No, he don't. He don't. I mean, Flacco's Flacco.
Suggs, you don't hear much about Suggs anymore.
Suggs, he's doing Suggs things.
Yeah,
he's
collecting checks.
But you know what I'm saying? He's a little bit older. How much longer can he hold up?
Yeah, they might need to start rebuilding. So I wouldn't even consider the Ravens as a serious
threat. Dallas, you got Dallas coming out the NFC?
It's possible. They're my favorite.
I don't know.
They're my favorite. I take it's between them and Seattle. Because I get your point with the defense in Seattle. So.
Yeah.
But I think with the way Dak control the game and his poise and the talent that Dallas has, I think they can beat Seattle.
I think the difference is going to be the defense. And I don't see – I've yet to see Dak face adversity.
What?
I haven't. This Minnesota game wasn't in very adversity.
But not only that, but the fact that you're playing on primetime TV – you have to win.
Everybody, most teams play.
That's mental, man. He's mentally tough, man. That got to count for something.
I'm talking about prime time playoffs.
They played on
playoffs when the defense tightens up, when teams are like straight focusing on stopping you. He hasn't hit the rookie wall yet, but I think it's coming. And that's what scares me about Dak. Like, I love Dak. I think he's got a great future, but he's still a rookie.
True.
What rookie have we seen blow through the league and get to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl?
Well, that's why you have records, man.
Tom Brady did it.
Big Ben won his rookie year too as well. Don't forget that. And then you talk about the big stage. Dak has played on Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, Thanksgiving. He still won while maintaining a win streak.
But the playoffs,
so that got to count for something.
Playoffs are a different animal.
True.
But teams gain the defensive coordinators tighten up.
The Dallas Cowboys are the favorites, which is hard to say. Trump is president anybody, man.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Trump is president, anything is possible.
Yeah.
It pains me to say that to pick Dallas is a favorite for anything. I hate Dallas.
I mean, but they have talent, man. I mean, they finally got it right.
I guess they got it right.
Dak, Elliott with Bryant.
Hey. They hit the jackpot with Zeke, and they did a great job building offensive line.
Offensive line, exactly. Good point. Right.
So, I don't know. It's hard for me to give the Cowboys props because I've been a long-time Cowboys hater.
Yeah.
I'm still going Seattle over Cowboys.
You're not wrong for that.
So, as it stands right now.
Like I said, JR said the same thing he has on the Seattle shirt.
Season is
groupie.
We hitting the last part of the season. So, I'm picking – I got Seattle and, I think I want to say Oakland, man, in the Super Bowl.
Mm-mm. You don't believe that.
I'm going out on a limb with Oakland.
That's a hell of a limb.
But, I'm going with, but fuck it. It's all life is about taking chances. So, Oakland. Oakland and Seattle in a very entertaining Super Bowl.
I'm going to go out and say, despite Gronk being out, I'm going to say the Patriots. And I think they'll face Dallas. I think Dallas is going.
So you think?
Yeah, I'm going to ride that wave.
Do you think Martellus Bennett going to pick up that slack?
He has no choice.
That's rough.
He has no choice. Plus, they have the experience. They have the coaching. It's hard to be Belichick, man.
He's putting a lot on Tellus, man. But I see what you're saying. I get it. Season still remains to be seen. There's a lot of football left to be played. It's going to be exciting to see.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what happens, man.
Yeah, we surely will.
It pains me to say that the Cowboys are for real, but they are for real. And that's going to wrap up episode 2 in the books. My man Slim.
Yeah.
Episode 1 in the books.
It's been a pleasure,
episode
Chicago.
1 for him, number 2 for me.
Yeah.
But we got it done, man.
Look forward to many more.
We in this bitch, man.
Yeah, we coming.
Van Boy Podcast, episode 2 is a wrap. Yeah. Chicago, y'all be safe.
We love you.
We're going to survive this Trump election.
Put the gun
love down. Y'all.